Good evening. My name's Anthony, and I'm an alcoholic. I'll start off. I want to thank Joe for asking me to speak, and congratulations to all the token takers. My sobriety date is January 18th of 2010, and growing up, I grew up in a good family, but I never felt right ever since the beginning. I always felt different, and I took my first drink at the age of 14, and that was it for me. Alcohol became my master. I was off and running from there, and it didn't stop until I was 27. I don't want to go into too much detail on what it was like, because most of you know. It started out fun, and then it became miserable. It was a horrendous there towards the end. Usually ended up taking stays in jail, hospitals, jails, and institutions. When I went to treatment, it was the first time in my life that I decided to take suggestions, because I hadn't taken a suggestion at anything in my entire life. And I knew what I was doing wasn't working, and I was willing to try something different. I was sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I wanted something new. And when I was in that treatment center, they took me to my first AA meeting, and I saw people laughing, smiling, and having a good time, and I wanted what you guys had. So from there, I went to Pathfinders. I stayed all 9 months, and I got a sponsor. And right from the beginning, I got into the steps, and I wanted to change my life. I've had good people around me that were there helping me from day one, always giving me good suggestions. And I tried to stick with the people that were going to meetings and were doing the right thing, not to get off of track. I'm a little nervous. There's a lot of people here, so bear with me. I took the steps, and I struggled with the third step. That one's hard for me. I do try to work on that one on a daily basis. I constantly am taking my will back, and I try to get it to where I recognize that I'm constantly trying to take my will back and do things my way. And I struggle with the third step. But when I realized that this program was working for me was when I got to my ninth step and making my amends. Because when I'm out there and I'm doing my thing, I lie, I cheat, and I steal. I do not try to make amends. I don't try to rectify and make better of a situation or people that I have harmed in my life. And that's when I knew that this program worked, and it started working for me. And I went through the steps with my sponsor, and I started to give back in any way that I was able to. I took for so many years from people. Like, it didn't matter who you were. I wanted to know, what can I get out of this situation? I didn't care about hurting you or anything like that. It was always like, well, how can I better my situation? What can I get out of it? And since taking the steps, that has changed. I don't go into situations now wondering, like, what can I get out of somebody? I go into it, how can I help this person? What can I do to help them, whether it be taking another alcoholic through the steps or just generally sitting down and reading the book with someone? This program has changed my life in so many ways that I can't even, begin to tell you. I couldn't go 6 hours without wondering where I'm going to get my next drink, where I'm going to get money to get my next drink. I haven't had the thought of taking a drink, and for me, a very long time. It doesn't even cross my mind unless I'm at a meeting or I hear somebody else talking about it. The obsession to drink has been totally removed. And for me, that's a miracle. And I have to thank Alcoholics Anonymous for that. I try to sit back and think, how grateful I am of this program, and it saved my life. When I went into treatment, I had just turned 27 years old, and they had done blood tests on me. The doctor had told me that I was in the beginning stages of liver cirrhosis, and if I didn't stop drinking, I would be dead by 30. I was 27 years old. I couldn't believe it. And for me, that and just like what I had done with my life, that was enough for me to be done. I was done. I couldn't do it anymore, and so I sought out change. And luckily, like, the people in Alcoholics Anonymous are so giving and so caring and are willing to go out and help you and give back what was so freely given to them. And to me, that's what I'm truly grateful for, and that's what I try to do on a daily basis. I try to give back what was so freely given to me. I try to work with other alcoholics and work with sponsees. You know, I think everybody in their program, you know, I try to work my program to the best of my ability. I don't get to as many meetings as I would like to, but I try to work my program and work with other alcoholics to the best of my ability. Because for me, that's what keeps me sober, is working with other alcoholics. Sitting down, reading the book, taking someone else to a meeting, helping clean up, service work. That's, to me, that's what keeps me sober. And I've kind of figured that out because I've seen over time that people come in, they don't get serious, they don't take the steps, and then you don't see them again. And I didn't want to be that person. I didn't want to just be another number, another statistic. This program has given me my life back, and I'm truly grateful for that. I'm kind of running out of stuff to say, so I'm going to go ahead and end it there.